I don't love Jesus like a little boy cuddles his new fluffy puppy. I don't love Jesus out of respect for my grandfather's faith. And I don't love Jesus because he starred in a great Gibson movie. I don't love Jesus to comfortably compliment your dying on the cross t-shirt. I don't love Jesus so I can feel good about my bad choices. And I don't love Jesus to join the I Love Jesus fan club. I don't love Jesus just because. I don't love Jesus so we can shake hands once a week in a church parking lot. I don't love Jesus because the Shroud of Turin needs some explaining, and I don't love Jesus because a friend of a friend who knows a preacher's wife told me to. I don't love Jesus just to love Jesus. God does not ask for you to love his son because of sad puppy eyes, or because you won on a $5 scratch-off ticket just when you needed it the most. Or you were so moved by a story you read in the Daily News about a tree that was blown apart by a lightning strike and had left the image of the Virgin Mary in its scorched bark. Or because it seems so right since all your friends agree. God does not tell you to love his son. God does not demand that you love his son. God tells you about his son. He tells you how faithful his son was. How Jesus was willing to take all your sins to the cross. How he fulfilled prophecy for his brethren's sake. How he revealed a mystery for our sake. How Jesus trusted his Father to raise him from the dead. How he was faithful. I trust that he died for me. I know by my choice he has saved me. His faith sets me free. And because God sent his son on my behalf, I can confidently say, I love Jesus.